et ce que l'on voit ici, ce sont
des ornements de toiture où figure justement en bonne place le dragon typiquement lit qui ressemble beaucoup plus à un serpent.
That's Pierre Baptiste, who curated the exhibition at the Musée Guimet in Paris, describing the works from fabrics and paintings to funereal objects to golden boxes to temple statues, and some of them with fascinating stories in the Envol du Dragon, the Flight of the Dragon exhibition. The dragon is widely represented in the region, notably in Chinese life and art. We sometimes forget how the two countries' histories have been intertwined, that China ruled Vietnam for some 1,000 years, until the 10th century Common Era.
The relationship between Vietnam and China have always been very close and also very difficult. And Vietnam has always been able to keep a kind of independence, even when the Chinese dominated the region. And this is the case also for the image of the dragon, actually. And we find it in the late Bronze Age, in the 5th century BC, looking like a crocodile or serpent, which is not the case in China, actually. So from the very beginning, we can see that there is some kind of originality. And then afterwards, during the independence and the first part of the 10th, 11th century, we find this image also very different from the Chinese dragon, actually. The Vietnamese one looks much more like a serpent.
Some of the fascinating artifacts come from the Guimet Museum's own collection. Some are usually housed in the National Museum of Vietnamese History in Hanoi that was opened in 2007. It's the first time these objects have been on display together.
Some of these objects actually have never been showed outside Vietnam. Some have been, but the reunion of it is really new because we were able to work for the last 2 years with Hanoi National Museum of Vietnamese History to select some of their masterpieces, but also some objects that were kept in their storage that seemed to us to be key objects, actually, in the exhibition. The Vietnamese gallery in the Musée Guimet is rather small, I'm afraid, and for that collection, we have only 10% of the collection on display, and the rest of it is in the storage. So that was also a good opportunity for us to show them to the public.
The exhibition takes us through Vietnam's history up till the communist takeover last century and also underscores the role of the dragon in Asian belief as the commander of the seas, rivers and clouds, of the rains and of drought. No surprise then that such a powerful creature, guardian of the waters, should become the exclusive symbol of the Vietnamese emperors up till the last Nguyen dynasty, which ended on August the 25th, 1945, with the abdication of Emperor Bao Dai, who then set up home in France.
Donc ces dragons, on les trouve aussi sculptés dans la pierre, dans ces ornements qui venaient s'insérer dans la maçonnerie de stupa.
The government had so many things to do that they could not spend enough time regarding the question of heritage. And all the historic objects linked with the late Nguyen dynasty were considered as more or less embarrassing for the government for a long time. But since 2007, they considered that all this history was part of Vietnamese heritage, that they had to show it to the public and to explain what's going on in Vietnam in late 19th, early 20th century.
You're in charge of Southeast Asian region at the Musée Guimet. In this exhibition, if you had time just to see one work.
Oh, such a difficult question. So I think I would select an object from the Nguyen treasury. Not that I'm so much fond of gold, but I think these objects have been separated from everybody for such a long time. And because after the closing of the exhibition, I'm quite sure that many of them will be back in the storage in the museum in Hanoi. So I would probably select the golden seal of Emperor Zalong, maybe because also it was so difficult for me to have it. But the power of the dragon seems very obvious when you see the way it stands on the square base in the shape of the earth. The symbol looks very obvious, and I think it's a very powerful object.
L'Envol du Dragon, the Flight of the Dragon, at the Musée Guimet in Paris until the 8th of September, to gen up on Vietnamese history, iconography of dragons, or just for the pleasure of contemplating some very fine works of art. With Arts in France on RFI, I'm Roslyn Hyams. Until next time, goodbye.